Order.
Select Committee report.
Appearing before the Government Administration Committee for a funding review of state services was its Minister, Jonathan Coleman, who faced questions from Labour's Marion Street about a report into a leak at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Were you satisfied that the Rebstock report into the MFAT leak was a robust piece of work?
The first point I'd make is yes, I was satisfied, but I welcome the Ombudsman's inquiry. It was an independent report that was commissioned by the State Services Commissioner. It addressed some very important areas, and in the end we needed to have that surety that the public service was working in a way that would support the work of not only this government but future governments. So I believe it was important and a robust report. Paula Rebstock is a person of very high reputation and integrity, and I think there's nothing to fear from the Ombudsman's inquiry.
Ms Street questioned the impartiality of Paula Rebstock, given apparent links to the State Service.
Why does she appear on the State Services Commission's website in one of the photos on the homepage of the State Services Commission website, as if she were one of the major leaders of the State Services Commission?
Well, that question was fielded by a State Services Chief Executive, Ian Rennie.
There's a very simple answer to that. She appears on our website in the context of material on our website around the performance improvement framework, which has been one of our key programs to drive performance across the state sector. Now, key to that program are the use of external expert reviewers who work with chief executives.
Marianne Street also questioned the timing of Ms. Rebstock's report.
Released moments before Christmas, after the House had risen, the Commissioner chose then to release the report into the public domain for maximum obscurity. How is that strengthening integrity and trust in our state services?
I seriously don't think you could say this has had maximum obscurity. I mean, just the fact that we are here answering questions about it and have undertaken interviews, I mean, I think shows that we're quite happy to talk about this report.
And that was an offer Ms Street was keen to take up.
Would you make yourself available, Minister, to the Ombudsman's inquiry, should they require to see you?
Well, I think that's a matter between the Ombudsman and my office. But look, the Ombudsman has specific powers, and I'm very open to any discussion there. But I certainly have nothing to be afraid of in terms of appearing before the Ombudsman, so I'm relaxed about it.
State Services Minister Jonathan Coleman. Also under the gun in Select Committee during the week was Primary Industries Minister Nathan Guy, who fronted up to the Primary Production Committee to undergo a funding review for his ministry. Mr Guy faced questions from Labour's Primary Industries spokesman Damien O'Connor, keen to know what efforts were being made to overturn foreign bans on Fonterra milk powder products.
Into China or into Russia, following the botulism scare, why hasn't this been sorted out?
Mr Guy said the problem wasn't that serious.
Well, that's a small restriction on the base powder, as I understand it, into China. It's worth probably about 3% of the total export volume into China. I haven't got those figures on me in particular for Russia.
But Damien O'Connor said the situation was a significant one.
Two biggest markets, and we're being blocked, obviously, with some reputational impact. Don't you think that MPI should have helped sort? Because we had assurances from you some months ago that this had all been sorted and that we were moving forward. And so this will probably be a revelation to a lot of people that we still can't get high-value product into two of the biggest markets that we export to.
Mr Guy disputed that claim.
I don't think this is a revelation to New Zealanders. I think they're well aware that there are still a restriction on a very minute amount of trade for dairy and the base powder that goes into China. Fonterra are taking the opportunity to move this product into other markets. It's small in terms of our total export volume.
The Minister was confident the situation would eventually be remedied.
I think what China are waiting on is the final stage of the ministerial inquiry. We continue to raise this issue through the official channels with China, but at the end of the day it is their decision, and we export to a huge amount of countries all around the world. So, yes, a small restriction on the base powder product going into China, but opportunities for the dairy industry to still export a huge amount.
Primary Industries Minister Nathan Guy speaking to the Primary Production Committee on Thursday. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.